future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Just to kick things off, we had a phenomenal event last night. I want to say a big thank you to everyone that came down. We really appreciate the support, and a big thank you to the speakers. So a big thank you to Patrick Dooley, who's the founder and CEO of the Crypto Investor Show, one of the largest crypto shows worldwide, actually. Until, I think they had 5,000 people. They held the record until Consensus this year, which blew past that at 8,000. But he does a lot of work for the community here in London. And I want to say a big thank you for coming down and telling us what you've been up to and the events that you guys got planned later this year. A big thank you to Chris from Versity. He absolutely killed it. Spoke really, really well about what Versity are doing and the exciting news that their projects can be bringing to market. So definitely check those guys out. And I want to say a big thanks to everyone that came down. We really appreciate your time. We really appreciate your attention. What was great was the Q&A that after myself and Oliver spoke about blockchain itself, the space where we've come from, where we believe we're going to be going, all the questions that came forward, everyone that found us after the event asked lots of cool questions. So big thank you to everyone that came down. You guys rock. We rocked it, and can't wait for the next one on June 6th. Woohoo! So what have we been up to? Well, today we've been absolutely swamped. We are excited for the EOS mainnet launch, which is happening this Friday. So there's going to be a party here in London. I believe it's going to be held by EOS London, which is the EOS London community. So we're really looking forward to participating and attending that. I can't wait for the mainnet launch. You know, we're all very excited. There's lots of cool projects that are going to be at the launch party. I know that a representative from Block One is going to be coming down or flying down or flying over. So that's going to be really exciting. We cannot wait. And if anyone would like to attend that as well, feel free to either go to their meetup page, which is EOS London, or email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com, and I will send you all the details for that. So that's going to be really exciting. But I mean, SVK Crypto, we've been super busy recently. We've got lots of deal flow we're currently looking at, lots of different projects. But we're also having lots of general conversations on where we believe the space is going. The market itself, we've seen that trading down the last couple of days. That's picked up in the last 24 hours. So that's great to see. By all means, we're not back at the $800 billion level yet. We're still in the $300 billion handle, but everything's looking good. There's a lot of positive sentiment that's hit the market news-wise, and we'll be going through some of that in a second. But I think everything's looking good. Everything's rolling fast. We've been discussing a lot about third-generation blockchains, which is a topic we lightly touched on last night. It's a topic that we could speak for hours on. But we were kind of speaking about what is needed. So we're talking about interoperability. We're talking about the ability for different platforms to interact, different blockchains interact with different platforms, other projects out there at the minute that we're very aware of. Definity, I want to give a big shout out to Arthur, who's one of the main guys there. He is an absolute legend. He comes to London, I think, every 2 or 3 months, and I make sure that I see him every time because he's a great guy to hang out with. The Kadena team, Kadena are working on a third generation blockchain, and big shout out to Monica. I know that she's the most friendly she's the most friendly and talkative woman I've met in blockchain thus far. She's so on the beat, she's so on the pulse of what's happening, she's on point. And I'll give a big shout out to her. We were hanging out with her at New York Consensus and a few of the parties there, so big shout out to her. And I love wearing my Kadena t-shirt as well. I think there's a picture on Telegram of me wearing that. So definitely check that out. And you can join our Telegram if you haven't already at SVK Space Crowd. So let's get down to business. And let's look at what's currently going on in the market today. So we have the market cap of the minute, $329 billion. That's risen by $20 billion in the last kind of 24 hours. So that's positive. Bitcoin's currently trading at $7,532. That's up 1.5%. which is also positive. I think Bitcoin at these current levels is an interesting time to get involved if you haven't already. There's a lot of bullish statements out there. If you go online, you can find a lot of the a lot of researchers putting out a lot of positive comments about Bitcoin. You hear a lot of different price targets kind of thrown about, and I think they're thrown about pretty lightly. I don't think anyone's really done too much work on them. I heard one the other day. Bitcoin $150,000 by the end of 2018. I love that. I'm the most bullish guy you've ever met, but I'm also like, well, how did you get to that conclusion? Oh, you know, it's going to go there, and I agree, it is going to go there. But why are you putting a time stamp on that? I mean, it's just no point. We're in it for the long term, and that's how we roll. But it's interesting. I heard another one of $50,000. But I think, you know, for us to get to that stage, you're going to need more capital in the market. You're going to need more capital injection. What do we need that for that to happen? Well, we're going to need a custody solution for institutions to get in. Well, where are we on that? Well, we're kind of building that out. So there's a few different things that we need to implement and execute on as a space, as a community, that are going to take us to those levels. So we're monitoring that very, very closely. And everything's running smoothly. Ethereum's going to trade at $567. That's up 1.5% in the last 24 hours as well. I think, once again, Ethereum at these current levels, 567 is an interesting level to get involved in. Ethereum, the high was $1,200, I believe. And I think that Ethereum at these levels is a solid buy, absolutely. But I think when you buy it at these levels and the market itself, you have to expect volatility. You have to. You have the famous saying, buy in at the low, sell at the high. Well, you know, it's hard to do that because you don't know where those levels are. Obviously, the market could drop down tomorrow by another 20% as a whole, especially Ethereum. Ethereum is very volatile, as it's proven recently. And Ethereum itself is quite interesting because it's under constant attack. It's under constant pressure. And the reason why is because it's a second generation blockchain. Bitcoin's the first. It's the 1.0. It's the gateway drug. It's the original. You have Ethereum, the second generation, implemented smart contracts, did a phenomenal job in that. Having issues scaling. You have other projects such as EOS who are going to be solving that issue. So they need to really solve scalability. And once they do that, they will find themselves under less scrutiny, I think it would be the correct term of phrase for this one. But I mean, Ethereum have a huge network effect, which no one else does at the minute. They have loads of people implementing and building and developing their software and their blockchain. So just on that fact, I mean, you have Bitcoin, you have Ethereum. They're the two brands of crypto. And I think that they will stay that way for a little while. So that's something that we're definitely a big holder of at SVK Crypto. So it'd be interesting to see how they figure out scalability. But 567, that kind of range is looking like an interesting one from where we are. And by the way, this is not financial advice. This is just our in-house view. EOS, $12.30. That's up 3% the last 24 hours. I mean, listen, what 6 weeks ago we saw EOS at $21. So I think $12.30 is interesting. And I think one of the reasons it's interesting is because we've got the mainnet launch on Friday. This is a huge catalyst for the price to go up in value, to increase. I think you're going to have a lot of attention on EOS. I think a lot of people are waiting to see if there's any upsets, see if there's anything that doesn't work. I think there's a lot of people skeptical, but I think EOS is one of those other names like Bitcoin, Ethereum, EOS. That's a big, big name. It's a brand. They have created a massive global community. If you go to any meetup anywhere in the world, everyone's heard of EOS. And I think people are just waiting for June 1st, waiting for the dust to settle. And I think they're going to be start building positions in. So $12.30 seems like an interesting price range, depending on how you want to play the mainnet launch. If you think they're going to be successful in executing they've laid out, or if you have a few queries, you're not really sure on how it's going to play out, you may want to hold back. But at SVK Crypto, we believe in EOS. We're massive backers, and we cannot wait for the mainnet launch. So let's bring it on. Cardano is currently trading at 21 cents. That's up 6% today. Cardano, another third generation blockchain. Cardano, I mean, listen, we have a position in Cardano, full disclosure. The thing with Cardano, I mean, they, once again, third generation blockchain doesn't have anything yet. Like, they don't have They don't have a mainnet. They don't have a testnet. These things are all going to be rolling out. I'm fully aware of that, but they haven't got anything yet, and they're valued at $5.5 billion. But the question really is, and something we spoke about previously, is that the third generation blockchain, it's not going to be four or five of them. It's going to be one that breaks through and is the one that can carry us to the next generation. So which one is that going to be? Is it going to be a Definity? Is it going to be an EOS? Is it going to be a Cardano? Is it going to be a Kadena? That's the question as an investor that we ask ourselves. Which one is going to come through? And at this stage, it's tricky to see that, because they're all amazing teams, all working really hard on different aspects of their own blockchain technologies. So it's interesting to see this develop, but the closer we get to a testnet, to a mainnet, it's going to become clearer to understand what's going on. NEO currently trading at $52. That's up 1% in the last 24 hours. I mean, NEO's got a few cool projects that have been coming on recently. You've got Phantasma was a successful ICO. They ICO'd at 23 cents. They're an NEP5 token. So they were based on the NEO blockchain. I think they're trading at the minute on a decentralized exchange. I think they're actually trading on Switch.io. They're currently trading at around 80 cents. So that was great, especially in the current market conditions. We're seeing a few ICOs break through. We're definitely seeing the ones that have been strategically backed. We're seeing the ones that with great teams. We're seeing the ones with great execution, speed to market come through. We can see that very clearly. And I know they've got a few other projects in the makings at the minute that they're going to bring to market. But one of the things we spoke about a lot last night was the fact that NEO doesn't have the network effect. They don't have the large developer community. They don't have people just building on the project, developing it and pushing it to the next stage. So that's going to be interesting to see. And I remember at the NEO DevCon, Da Hong Fei was speaking about the fact that by 2020, they're looking to be able to execute 100,000 transactions per second. 100,000 transactions per second is unseen as of yet. But you have other platforms like EOS and do millions of transactions per second. So maybe 100,000 was a little bit bearish, and maybe they need to go back to the drawing board on that one and see what everyone else is doing a little bit. You know, see what the market's doing, see where the technology's at, see where people believe they can be in the next couple of years, and kind of figure out how they can maybe push the envelope out on that one. That's just kind of my view. Listen, I'm a massive NEO believer. I'm a massive NEO backer. We've backed lots of projects that have come out in the NEO blockchain. We go to all of their events. In fact, we're actually talking with them at the minute to host an event in London. So big believers, but that's just kind of our take on what's happening at the minute with NEO. I want to give a big shout out to Theta Token. Theta Token is up 45% in the last 24 hours, currently trading at 26 cents. They've done extremely well getting to market. I'm giving them a big shout out because they've done incredibly well today, and they've beat the rest of the market massively. So a big shout out to the team over there. And I want to give a big shout out to everyone that came to our event. Thank you so much for joining the Telegram group, for being active. And as I said, if you haven't already, join our community here in London and our global community for that matter, and join the Telegram group, SVK Space Crowd. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Hit us up on Twitter at @SVK_crypto and email myself if any questions or queries, cstory, @svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.